plate a potential nugget.
And going back to the earlier example of this executive in LinkedIn that you spoke about, Dan Shapiro, you in the book you talk about stepping down, stepping back, or stepping sideways to grow. And the one thing I found interesting as you explore that theme is you talk about rethinking our metrics when we do it. Say more here.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So if you think about in any situation, so if you're on, okay, let's go back to our piece of graph paper, right? And you're at 18 and you go down to 15. And let's say, well, let's take Dan. Let's go back to Dan as you just illustrated. So the metric for success for Dan when he was in sales, very obvious, right? Are we growing top line revenue? That's an easy one. But if you now go into product and you're building great product, can you use the same metric of success? Am I growing revenue? Well, you can, but if you do, then you're going to fail every time. It's not the right metric. The metric when you're in a brand new role is going to be totally different. In this particular instance, it was how quickly am I learning? How quickly am I iterating? How quickly can I get to the point where I can contribute and bring my insight to help the people on my team develop and build great product? And so whenever you step back or you jump to a new S curve, it's really important to rethink the metrics. That's inside of your career. And certainly for anybody who is making the decision to become an entrepreneur or making the decision to leave the workforce and retire and to go run a nonprofit. Like if you continue to use the metric of how much money am I making and you're running a nonprofit, you are going to fail every single day of your life. But that's because it's the wrong metric. And so when we're stepping back to slingshot forward, in order for us to be able to be successful, we need to make sure that we're using the right metrics to measure our progress.
And could you maybe illustrate with a couple of examples on what's the kind of shift that we need in the metrics, just for people to get a realistic sense on what the traps could be and therefore how we should, what's the language around how we rethink the metrics?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the ways that we can do this is to say to ourselves, I remember when I was writing this book, I came across a gentleman who was telling me about how he had been on one S curve and he was an executive inside of a company. And so the metrics he was using were things like, you know, are we generating revenue? Are we expanding margins? Typical things that you would look at from a P&L perspective when you're running a business. He now retires and decides to become, be a grandfather full time. Well, he's on a brand new S curve. The tendency is when we jump to a brand new S curve is to use the same metrics that we used before because it's become part of our wiring. But if this gentleman every day was waking up and saying, how much revenue have I generated today? Have I expanded margins? Because that's what he's now wired to do. That's what he's in the habit of doing. Every single morning, he was going to feel like he was ineffective. The metric had to shift to, how present am I for my grandchildren today? Did I take them to the park? Did they discover something that made them feel full of wonder and curiosity? Was I able to be present during that time? I'll give you an even simpler example because I think this is to drill down on this idea. I have a checklist every day that I use, sort of 10 things that I want to accomplish every day. So, I want to run today. I'm going to read some type of spiritual sacred text. I have a list of 4 things I'm going to accomplish. I'm going to, things that I'm going to do every day. Well, one of the things I discovered is that that is a great checklist for me Monday through Saturday. But Sunday, I want it to be a day of rest. I want it to be a day of worship. And one of the things that I was finding that was very frustrating for me is that I was carrying over my checklist from Monday through Saturday to Sunday. So I was getting really frustrated because I was thinking, well, I'm measuring myself by this checklist that I'm using the other 6 days. And so what I had to start doing was create a new checklist for Sunday. You know, things like, did I go to church today? Did I spend time with my family? Did I do family history? Did I write in my journal? Totally different checklist. And so that's what I mean is when you look at the S curve that you've decided to jump to, whether it's in your personal or your professional life, the metrics you use, make sure that that is measuring what you want to measure so that you'll know if in fact you're successful and not measuring yourself against metrics that actually aren't relevant and just lead to frustration and a feeling that you're on the wrong S curve. So one quick quote around that that I love, and I think this is important. It's from Liz Strauss. She says, it's not possible for the world to hold a meeting to decide your value. That decision is yours. And that's where these idea of metrics come in. You have to decide what metrics you're going to use to decide your value.
That's profound, profound. In the sense, your organization might evaluate you on certain terms, which is their terms. You need to evaluate yourself on your terms. And that's the point you're making, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. And I would take that one step further, Deepak, is this idea of if the way that they're measuring you doesn't match to how you measure yourself, then you've got to figure out what you're going to adjust.
Well, that reminds me of my conversation with Professor Stuart Friedman of Wharton, who talks about work life, and he talks about exactly this, which is, you know, he talks about self, work, home, and community. And he says if there's a disconnect between where you're spending time and where you want to spend time, then maybe it's something for you to reflect on and make choices consistent with what's important to you. So that's a lovely quote from Liz Strauss. In his book, How Will You Measure Your Life? Clay Christensen says that we always have the propensity to invest the marginal unit of time in doing things that give immediate outcomes. Hence, we end up spending that one extra hour at work rather than spending with our kids, because the former is measurable and the outcomes are often attributable to your effort. While on the home front, neither can you measure outcomes, nor can you directly attribute it to the incremental time you spend with them. I think something similar can be said about jumping S-curves. Being aware of the evolving context and making adjustments to what you measure can make a big difference to the way you evaluate progress in this new trajectory.